Hello, Price.
Hello.
Good morning.
I'm calling about dry rot in my wall.
Yes, yes. You sent me the photos, and I looked at them, and boy, that problem is extremely serious. You know, so here's the autopsy on your deal. You're going to hit. First of all, you're exactly right. It's your windows. The reason you've got a problem there is that they're all flashed improperly. You know, either there's no flashing, or whoever put the flashing in didn't do it right. And you've got all kinds of water that's getting behind those trim boards, you know, that wrap around the windows.
Right.
And the problems that are in the walls that are away from windows, that I find particularly troubling. And if you want my opinion, the way that I would fix this situation, and if you do it right, you might be able to redo a bunch of the material, but you're going to have to pull the siding off the house.
Okay.
And the best thing to do is to actually you're going to have to put new, you're going to have to inspect everything, you're going to have to find out if you've got bad plywood, replace all that, put new house wrap on, or a 30-pound felt paper, I don't care which one, and then I would put these furring, you know, like spacer strips out of treated lumber.
I know what you're talking about.
You know, I would actually get, and I wouldn't use regular treated lumber and rip it down because you're going to crack it. I would actually buy treated plywood, which you can buy, a half inch thick, and then I would rip that into inch and a half wide strips, and you're going to nail that to the studs. So now you're going to have the siding, the back of the siding, a half inch away from the house.
Right.
Yeah, and you're going to flash all those windows properly.
Okay.
And I'm going to have I'm actually doing that at my own little garden shed here in about a week, and I'll have an ebook ready for you to show you exactly how those windows are supposed to be flashed.
I'm going to get the Pelham in to flash them.
Yeah, exactly.
Put them in.
Yeah, but you need to make sure, though, even though they're coming to do it, you still have to learn how to the right way to do it. And there's all kinds of sources in the literature out there that show you. There are quite a few articles and past issues of Journal of Light Construction that show you how to do this. I mean, and if it's not done right, you're just wasting your time again.
Okay.
You know, so that's the bottom line on what the problem is. So, water is getting behind that, and because it's got no place to go, because that siding is just tight up against that paper, the house wrap, it's just literally rotten it all out.
Why do you want to change the house wrap?
Well, because you've got to pull the house wrap off to see if you've got damage in places. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I see.
You know, you may be able to pull the nails out and kind of look up underneath it, and if you can look up and get your head under it and say, gosh, it's fine every place, or you put a slice in it just to peel it back and it's okay, and then you tape it back up again, I'll agree with that.
Okay.
But I just feel that what's happened is because you've got dry rot in these places where it's away from windows, you better, once you've gone this far, now's the time to inspect the sheathing on the house. That's all I'm saying.
Why do you think it got in the walls that didn't have windows?
That could be, that's the scary part. That could actually be a lack of a vapor retarder on the inside walls, and somehow water is working its way through the walls, and it's condensing on the back side of that, you know, where it's cold. Yeah, I'm really that's why I'm concerned about that.
Okay.
That's really unusual. That's not a good sign. I mean, it could also be a sign of some type of goofed up flashing above it. You know, I saw in that one photo where it was, and it's just like, I was just scratching my head. You know, I would want to pull that. I would. Yeah, well, I mean, if I was there and you hired me, I'd be pulling off the house wrap because I'd want to see what's going on. Because you may get clues from the house wrap because you may see extractive stains. In other words, if it is a roof leak or if it's a flashing leak up above, you're actually going to see that house wrap stained. You know, there's going to be, you know how wood, when you get it wet, like if you were to put a piece of wood in a clear glass of water, about 2 or 3 hours later, that water's not clear anymore. It gets a little colored, almost like tea. You know how you put a tea bag in clear water and the water turns brown? That same thing happens with wood because wood's got what we call extractive chemicals in it, and the water dissolves those chemicals and those colors. Okay?
Right.
So if there's water coming from above, it's going to take that color out of the backside of that siding, and it's going to leave it on that house wrap. So, you know, you have to kind of think about it like a detective does.
What kind of siding would you put on?
I wouldn't have any trouble with going back with vertical grain cedar. That's what I'm putting on my garden shed right now. But you absolutely want to buy the stuff that's pre-primed. And if you and if it doesn't come primed, it, I would completely paint it on all sides and edges, two coats before it goes up. Because that way, if water does get behind it, it's not going to hurt the siding.